We have some major breaking news. A 22-year-old who is highly, highly suspected of assassinating conservative commentator Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University has officially been taken into custody in Washington, Utah, after confessing what he did to his pastor father last night. Adam Cochran reports, Tyler Robinson of Washington, Utah is in custody. He confessed to his father, who is a 27-year veteran of the Washington Sheriff's Department. He was arrested at 11 p.m. last night, more than 260 miles away from the shooting at the family home in Washington, Utah. Throughout this morning, we've learned more and more about the motive of Tyler Robinson. We've received more and more photos of Tyler Robinson. In this photo right here that was posted on his social media, you see him wearing the exact same Converse sneakers that he was wearing during the shooting. Now, in and of itself, this is not enough evidence for anything, but combined with the fact that he confessed, that some of his social media seems to have lined up with this, and the fact that he was wearing the same Converse in multiple photos and multiple other pieces of clothing were lined up, it seems highly likely that Tyler Robinson is the person who committed this crime. Now, before I play for you the press conference that is currently ongoing, where they talk about what was engraved in the bullet casings, I first want to show you Donald Trump making this announcement on Fox and Friends this morning, because he did it in such a weird way. He made it like a competition. So he announces that Tyler Robinson has been taken into custody. He doesn't use Tyler's name, but then he basically says, I'm sure Sean Hannity would have wanted this breaking news. He basically turns it into sort of like a game show of who would have wanted the breaking news. And then the Fox News co-host pivots it back and says, you know, I think we're all just happy that this person was found.
Always subject to be corrected, but you know, I'm just giving you based on what I'm hearing, they'll give you a much more active. I just heard about it 5 minutes before I walked in. As I'm walking in, they said, looking real good. They have the person that they wanted. So you have breaking news, don't you? Huh?
Thank you.
You always have breaking news, Ainsley.
Right.
Sean's going to be very disappointed that we're not doing it on his show.
He'll be very thankful and appreciative of the police officers that got this guy.
They did a great job.
They did not do a great job. He was found by his father. He turned himself into his father, and his father turned himself in. This was not Kash Patel. This was not the FBI. And, you know, the Fox News host on the right here, Ainsley, actually redirects the convo pretty well because Trump goes, Sean Hannity is going to be very disappointed he didn't get the breaking news. And she goes, no, I think he'll be happy that the shooter was found. I think he'll overall be happy. It's just an absurd thing for the president to imply. Let me take you over to the live press conference because they are currently talking about the motive. I just filmed an entire version of this video, but I have to redo it because we are continually getting breaking news. So just know it's an updating situation and we're doing the best we can to stay on top of everything factually and responsibly. Take a listen here.
I know there has been speculation as well as to the writing on those casings, those bullet casings, and I believe we have that as well. And I will share that with you now. So the area north of Campus Drive Road where the suspect crossed over, you saw some of that in the video that we released last night, consists of a grassy area with trees on the edge of the UVU campus. Investigators discovered a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a dark-colored towel. The rifle was determined to be a Mauser Model 98 30-06 caliber, 30-06 caliber bolt-action rifle. The rifle had a scope mounted on top of it. Investigators noted inscriptions that had been engraved on casings found with the rifle. Inscriptions on a fired casing read, Notices, bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark? Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, hey fascist, exclamation point, catch, exclamation point. Up arrow symbol, right arrow, and symbol, and three down arrow symbols. A second unfired casing read, oh bella chow, bella chow, chow chow. And a third unfired casing read, if you read this, you are gay, LMAO. We are indebted to law enforcement across the state who has worked seamlessly together, local law enforcement, state law enforcement, and our federal partners with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
All right, wow, that makes it more bizarre because along with political messages on the bullets that give away the motive, he also included memes, like, if you are reading this, you are gay, LMAO. So he was adding memes to the bullets, which I know some people will find funny or whatever, but I honestly find it kind of grim. They're going for the death penalty regarding this kid. He's a 22-year-old, the exact same age as me. He went through the same grades as me at the same time, went through COVID, had all these formative experiences. We are now learning that he grew up in a rather, you know, conservative, apolitical family. They went hunting, they went shooting and fishing, and they were just a normal family that leaned right. But over COVID, over the pandemic, it seems like his political views radicalized or changed, which is all too common. People during the COVID pandemic getting radicalized, and then now it's turning into violence. But I find it grim. I find it grim. Okay. This dude... here's him reading off his college acceptance. This was me a few years ago before I dropped out. I mean,
congratulations. You have been selected to receive the Resident Presidential Scholarship from Utah State University. The value of this scholarship is approximately $32,000. This scholarship is available for 4 years or 8 semesters.
It kind of makes you wonder where he went wrong. Like, I see a shy, smiley kid that seems to have had a decent family, and now he's a cold-blooded assassin who enacted political justice and shook up the foundations of our country by just murdering somebody. It's not something you should do. And now, you know, okay, I'm going to be very, very candid here. I think the way this dude looks is actually one of the better outcomes for our country. In the 24 hours following this event, we saw HBCUs, historically black universities, get bomb threats because people thought the shooter might be black. I saw my trans friends on Twitter getting harassed because people thought the shooter might be transgender. Now, the shooting never should have happened in the first place. There's no place in America for violence like this. I was going to debate Charlie Kirk in about 10 days. I was preparing talking points because that is how you do it in America, not with violence. That being said, the fact that this is just another straight white male means that this fits a longer pattern of gun violence. A straight white male just shot up like a naval academy yesterday, a school 2 days before that, a school 3 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, a straight white male did a shooting. So this is a very simple pattern with gun violence that can also be funneled into political violence that needs to be talked about. So I'm not trying to be crass here, but I'm just genuinely glad it's not some minority group that conservatives are already predisposed towards hating, and now they would use that as a reason to justify further hatred. I mean, they already will. They already have. Please remember, throughout the 24 hours following the shooting, even up until this morning, right-wing news hosts were hopping on Fox News in front of millions of people. MAGA politicians in front of millions of people were posting videos making false claims about the shooter's identity, that the shooter was transgender or the shooter did this or that. They didn't wait for the investigation. They weren't responsible. I'm 22 and I run a channel more responsibly than our MAGA politicians who are jumping to conclusions. And I'll continue to. I'll continue to only cover the facts. And if you appreciate that, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one.